Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're going to do a deep dive.
Ooh, deep dives.
I know, right? Into the December 2024.
It's a good one.
Microsoft Teams Devices Admins, AMA. Yeah,
EMTDMA.
the MTDMA. You know, like we do every month, it's kind of our little.
Our monthly roundup.
Exactly, our
Yep.
monthly roundup of everything going on in the world of Teams devices.
That's right. And
So.
we got lots to cover today.
We do. We've got a ton of notes and release updates, even some stuff from the roadmap.
Whispers from the roadmap.
Ooh, I like that. Whispers from the roadmap. Very mysterious. But yeah, we're going to
How to
focus.
filter through it all?
Yeah, we'll do the filtering for you.
Try to extract the good stuff.
Exactly. And we're going to be focusing on Teams Rooms on Windows,
Of course.
Teams Rooms on Android,
Yes.
Teams Panels, Teams Displays,
Those handy little displays.
even peeking into the BYOD world and Microsoft places.
The ever evolving, ever changing.
That's right. That's
Yeah.
right. And let me tell you, this month's AMA is a doozy. It is. We've got new features, a whole slew of bug fixes.
Long-awaited bug
I know.
fixes.
And even a device type that's getting the end of support announcement.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah. So are you ready to jump in?
I'm ready. Let's start with the workhorse, the Teams Rooms on Windows.
Okay, let's talk Teams Rooms on Windows. What's going on?
So the current app version is 5.2.115.0,
Okay.
and it includes a bunch of bug
Oh,
fixes.
good.
You know, things like that issue where you'd reconnect the display like in a dual screen setup
Yeah.
and then the content in the gallery would swap. Like, who wants that?
Nobody wants that.
No, they fixed it.
Awesome. What else?
You know that empty chat panel that would sometimes appear after a reboot?
Ugh, so annoying.
Yeah, gone. History.
Okay, good.
And they fixed that on-screen keyboard issue
Oh, yeah.
where like the wrong keyboard language would pop up sometimes, and
Yeah.
then the app restarting after like wake up or meet now.
I feel like they're reading our minds with these bug fixes.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like they're listening.
Okay, so we got a bunch of bug fixes. What about features? Anything new and exciting?
Well, the proximity-based join experience has gotten even better, even smoother.
Okay, smoother. I like that.
There's a new dynamic video tile resizing feature
Ooh, tell me more.
that adjusts based on the number of people in the
Oh,
room.
that's smart.
Yeah. It's going to be great for those big meeting spaces.
For those bigger rooms, yeah.
That is a pro feature, though.
Oh, okay. Pro feature. I did hear something about Cloud IntelliFrame.
Yes. Cloud IntelliFrame is now in preview for pro users.
Ooh,
Yeah.
fancy.
Plus, you've got roster grouping for in-room participants using proximity join,
Okay.
also a pro feature. And get this, they've added native controls for group framing, active speaker, and edge-composed IntelliFrame.
They really did load up the pro users.
They did.
Okay, so roadmap. What's coming down the pipe? Anything we should be watching out for?
Well, town hall presenter support has been pushed back
Yeah.
to February, and the multiple camera views with four streams, you know,
Yeah.
that's now expected in January, which
Okay.
is great news.
That's good. That's
Yeah.
good. What about the PTZ camera control for those, mechanical cameras?
That one's going to take a little longer.
Okay.
The new targets may.
Oh,
Hey, at
man.
least we have updates to gallery view and live transcription and translation coming in February.
Okay, and they did knock out a bunch of stuff already on that roadmap, right?
Yeah.
Ultrasound proximity join and its configuration,
The XML configuration.
breakout room support,
Yes.
room video tile resizing based on how many people are in the room.
All tied to proximity join.
Smart camera controls, digital signage with App Space and Exago, and even SIPE guest join, which rolled out for GCCH back in November. They got a lot done.
Yeah, they have. They've been busy.
They have been busy. All right, so let's move on to Teams Rooms on Android.
Oh,
What's
boy.
happening with MTRA?
Current app version is 2.4.
Okay.
Build 14491.096.2024147 year one to be exact.
You know your build numbers.
I try to keep up with them.
Okay, so what's new in the Android world?
Well, you now have more control over dual display mode
Ooh.
and the ability to swap screens
Okay.
right from the admin settings.
So more flexibility for those multi-screen setups.
Exactly. And speaking of dual displays, you're going to love this. A 3x3 video gallery.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it'll be great for those larger rooms.
Game changer.
It is. And remember Cloud IntelliFrame.
Oh, yeah, for pro.
Well, Android users, you're getting it too.
Awesome. So they're making sure Android can hold its own, especially for those larger spaces.
You got it. They're also making some enhancements to Whiteboard.
Right.
They've added a Net Promoter Score survey so they can get feedback.
That's good. Get that feedback.
And there's now admin email support for report a problem.
So they're really showing some love to Android.
They are. And I do have a few notes.
Okay.
There's a known issue with Microsoft Whiteboard for tenants that are older than 2 years. We'll put a link in the show notes with more info on that.
Gotcha.
The AOSP migration guide is available, but there's nothing to do right now.
Okay.
Again, we'll include a link for you.
Perfect.
And you can now update individual apps like the admin agent, company portal, and Intune directly from the Tac sync.
Wait, what's Tac?
Oh, sorry. Tac. Teams Admin Center. It's where you manage all your team's settings, devices, you know?
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And you can even cancel Tac pushed updates if you need to.
Nice. So roadmap for MTRA.
One to watch out for is IC3 token authorization for Android-based Teams devices. It's on track for February.
Okay. And what is IC3 token authorization? Why should our listeners care?
It's all about security.
Okay.
For those Android devices, you know? IC3, it provides a more robust, secure way to manage authentication and authorization.
Gotcha.
So only trusted devices and users can access your Teams environment.
So it's a behind-the-scenes change.
But an important one?
A good one, yeah. All right, let's talk about those sleek little Teams panels outside your meeting rooms. What's up with those?
Latest app version is 14491.97.20.2410.2301.
Catchy.
I know, right? They've been working on authentication, making check-in more reliable, squashing bugs.
So those panels should be running smoother than ever.
Smoother than ever. And the roadmap.
Oh, roadmap. I like roadmap.
Says that custom names for the UI are coming in January.
No more room one, room two. We can give our panels some personality.
Exactly. You know, give them real names.
Yes. Okay, so that's a fun little update. Now for some news that might sting a little, Teams displays.
Yes. The latest app version, 14491.95.20.2406.2804.
Another catchy one.
It includes bug fixes.
But there is a but.
There's a but.
No.
Microsoft is ending support for Teams displays on September 3, 2025.
Whoa. That's a big announcement.
It is.
So what happens to people using Teams displays? Are they just like out of luck in 2025?
Well, Microsoft will do its best to keep things compatible with the latest manufacturer app until September 2027.
Okay.
But after that, who knows?
It's uncharted territory.
It is.
So if you're using Teams displays, start thinking about alternatives.
Yeah. Time to plan.
That's a pretty big change. What do you think's behind this decision?
It's hard to say for sure, but maybe it's about simplifying things, you know?
Maybe.
Focusing on the core meeting room experience.
Yeah, that makes you wonder, what's the role of dedicated displays now?
Especially with those powerful Teams Rooms systems and BYOD solutions.
Right. Very interesting. What about those devices that won't support the AOSP migration? Any updates?
Yeah, there have been some updates there. We'll include a link in the show notes for folks to check.
Excellent. Anything else on devices? Updates, announcements?
One more thing. Microsoft has introduced intelligent media quality classifiers in Microsoft Teams call quality data. They call it CQD or QERV 5.0.
Catchy.
So basically they're using AI to analyze call quality
okay. And
pinpoint issues.
Ooh, using AI to make those calls better.
Exactly. Smarter troubleshooting.
I like it. All right, so before we move on to the other news, anything else on device updates or announcements we need to cover?
I think we've hit all the big ones for now.
Okay. So let's move on to some other interesting news and updates from the MTD AMA. What else do our listeners need to know?
Oh, and for those of you managing rooms through the Teams Meeting Rooms Pro Management Portal.
Okay.
There's a new Teams Rooms software update, and it's the recommended version for production rooms.
Okay.
It started rolling out to staging rings back on October 2nd.
All right. So if you're in the Pro Management Portal, make sure you're on the latest update.
Exactly.
Got it. What else?
Version 5.0.230 is officially deprecated.
Oh.
And 5.1.28 is still supported as the N1 build.
All right. So keep those version numbers in mind, folks. Oh, and hey, quick reminder.
Yeah.
Those Wednesday weekly office hours are still going strong.
They are.
All the details are in the Pro Portal under the question mark icon.
Yep. You can find it all there.
Okay, cool. And speaking of the Pro Portal, you teased some new features coming in January.
Oh, yeah. Big changes coming.
Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
Automatic workplace presence. It sets itself to the building level.
Oh, wow.
Auto association of BYOD room devices.
Okay.
And auto detection of room audio is expanding to devices with video.
Wow. That's a lot of auto.
It is. And there's more. Speaker recognition and attribution will be available in more spaces.
So lots of automation making things easier.
Exactly. Streamlining the whole experience.
But, you know, with all this automation happening, I do worry about control flexibility.
That's a good point.
For different room setups. How do we make sure we still have that with all this automation going on?
You know, that's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's something we're going to have to explore as these features roll out. It's a tough balance, you know?
Yeah, it's
convenience versus customization.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued. I'm sure our listeners are too.
I think they'll be happy.
Now, BYOD, bring your own device. What's new in that world?
Lots of cool stuff coming soon.
Dylan? Sure.
Like a brand new setup guide.
Right.
An updated website.
Nice.
A public preview you can join.
Ooh, get in on that early.
And a full-blown deployment guide.
Awesome. So lots of resources for BYOD.
Yeah. We'll make sure to include all the links in the show notes.
Perfect. But with all this BYOD goodness, are there any, I don't know, any unanswered questions? Like things that make you go, I wonder.
Oh, you know me so well. What about an iOS app?
Yeah.
Will there finally be one?
It's about time, right?
I know, right? And what about maps? They're using that IMDF format.
Okay.
Which is great for indoor mapping.
Yeah.
But what about compatibility?
That's a good question. And people count data. The integrations are still pretty limited.
Yeah, they are.
And then there's auto release for rooms with Teams panels. Will that ever happen?
The suspense is killing me.
I know, right? Okay, well, lots of open questions, but it's definitely exciting to see BYOD evolving.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
Yeah. For those of you wrestling with those indoor maps, there's a free IMDF conversion tool available. Free.
We'll definitely include that link as well.
Please do.
Okay. Microsoft Places. Deployment Playbook. That's the...
That's your Bible.
That's your Bible. For Microsoft Places, it's your roadmap to success.
And if you're looking for community, there are a couple of events coming up.
Oh, great.
Microsoft Teams Users Group is hosting something in the U.S.
Right.
And then there's the Empowering Cloud event.
Nice. Always good to get together with other Teams folks.
It is. Networking, learning, sharing ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of sharing, next MTDAMA is in January.
Another month, another AMA.
That's right. So we'll be back then with another deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. And don't forget the MTAMA Discord server.
247 Teams devices chatter.
It's the place to be. We'll put a link in the show notes so you can join the party.
Everyone's welcome.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today. Teams rooms on Windows, Android.
Bug fixes, new features.
Teams panels, Teams displays, even the end of Teams displays.
Yeah, that was a big one.
It was a big one. BYOD, Microsoft Places, AI, oh my.
A whirlwind of information.
It is. It is. But, you know, beyond the individual features and all that, I'm seeing a bigger picture here.
Oh, what are you seeing?
Like a direction.
Yeah.
A direction Microsoft is heading in.
I like where you're going with this.
The end of life announcement for Teams displays, that was a big signal.
It was, like a turning point.
It was. And the BYOD push, all those new resources, the focus on features like auto release with panels.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you wonder, are they betting big on BYOD? Is that going to be the main way we use meeting room technology?
It's definitely a possibility. And then there's Microsoft Places, right?
Right.
It's not just about devices anymore. It's the whole workplace experience.
Yeah. It's getting pretty sophisticated.
Presence, speaker recognition, it's all coming together.
It is. So what you're saying is the lines between dedicated meeting room systems and personal devices are starting to blur.
Exactly. And Microsoft Places is like the conductor orchestrating it all.
That's a great analogy. And then add in the AI.
Oh, yeah. The AI.
Those intelligent media quality classifiers we talked about, automatic transcription and translation.
Things are about to get very interesting.
Very interesting. Imagine a year from now, you walk into a meeting room, your device automatically connects.
Your presence is updated.
The room adjusts the lighting, temperature view, based on what it's learned about you.
The meeting's transcribed in real time.
Translated.
Key insights are extracted and summarized.
Whoa. We're talking next level collaboration here.
Next level indeed.
This is all very cool, very exciting. But, you know, some of our listeners out there, those managing these devices day to day, they might be feeling a little overwhelmed right now.
I can understand that.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. A lot of change is happening quickly.
It is. So what advice do you have for them? How can they stay ahead of the curve?
I think it's about embracing the bigger picture, you know? Think about the whole user experience, not just individual devices. Use these new tools and platforms to create intelligent, adaptable workspaces.
So less nuts and bolts, more strategy.
Exactly. Think big picture. And remember, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Things are going to keep evolving.
Oh, yeah.
Stay informed, experiment, ask questions.
Which is what the MTD NMA and its community are all about.
Exactly. A place to learn, share, connect.
And we'll be here bringing you the latest from those deep dives.
Every month.
So you don't have to dig through it all yourself. Now, before we wrap up.
I got to say, this is one of the bigger MTD NMAs we've covered.
I know, right? Even with all the deep dives we've done, this one feels different.
Like a turning point.
It does. The end of Teams displays, all the AI stuff, yeah. EBIOD becoming so central.
It's like a whole new era for meeting rooms is beginning.
It really does. It's exciting.
It is.
But also kind of daunting. You know?
Oh, yeah. Lots of potential, but also lots to figure out.
That's it. Exactly. So if you could give our listeners just one piece of advice as they navigate all this change, what would it be?
Experiment. Okay. Don't be afraid to try new things, you know? The best way to learn is by doing.
So true.
Play with those new features. Explore the Microsoft Places platform. See what BYOD is all about.
Get your hands dirty.
Exactly. See what works for you, for your organization.
Good advice. Good advice. Well, I think we've officially hit peak brain capacity.
I think you might be right.
For one episode.
We covered a lot.
We did. A huge thank you to you, as always, for walking us through all this.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the December 2024 MTD AMA. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep those Teams devices humming.
And stay curious.